A special liturgical celebration is being held this evening at St. Peter's Basilica, marking the World Day for Consecrated Life. Hundreds of men and women religious have gathered in the Vatican Basilica to participate in the Mass, at which Cardinal Franco Rode, prefect of the Congregation for Institutes of Consecrated Life and Societies for Apostolic Life, is presiding. At the end of the Mass, the religious will be addressed by Pope Benedict XVI. Cardinal Rode spoke to Tracy McClure ahead of this evening's ceremony.
Hundreds of thousands of lay people and religious have consecrated their lives to Christ, he says, but vocations to consecrated life vary greatly by geographical region.
Se prendiamo l'Europa occidentale e l'America del Nord, possiamo dire che
Western Europe and North America are suffering a real crisis in vocations, while in Latin America, both men's and women's vocations are rather stable. In Africa, on the other hand, there are many vocations, but they need better training. What's surprising is Asia, Vietnam, Indonesia, Korea, the Philippines, India, and vocations in China. Although news is scarce coming from there, we are hearing more and more about a great flowering in religious vocations. And my own experience tells me these are of high spiritual quality.
How can someone consecrate his or her life to God?
The fundamental consecration for all Christians is the sacrament of baptism. So, starting with baptism, each of us can follow a path towards perfection, towards the Lord, of consecration to the Lord, by following the two commandments, love your God and love your neighbor.
What then are consecrated people called to do?
To imitate Jesus in his style of living, in poverty, chastity, and obedience to the Father. Through this, consecrated life is called to leave this materialistic, earthly world behind, to discover the eternal, transcendental destiny of humanity, our joyful meeting with the Lord in heaven.
Cardinal Franco Rode is prefect of the Congregation for Institutes of Consecrated Life and Societies of Apostolic Life. I'm Tracy McClure.